Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Ukrainian President Zelensky called for the West to speed up deliveries of weapons to Kyiv. As Ukrainian forces battle to keep Russian troops from advancing, Russian forces have battled Ukrainian positions in the country's east in recent weeks, pushing for a breakthrough before tanks pledged to Kyiv's partners begin to arrive on the battlefield. The Biden administration is considering cutting off Chinese telecommunications giant Huawei Technologies from U.S. suppliers over national security concerns by tightening export controls targeting the firm. Should the administration move forward, it would mark the latest clash between the world's two largest economies. Washington policymakers are seeking to counter China's industrial policy they say threatens Western interests. The final two COVID emergency policies here in the United States are being extended and coming to an end.
The Biden administration announcing it will end two emergencies related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Administration officials telling Congress that on May 11th, both the national emergency and public health emergency will come to a close, ending most of the COVID relief money. Republicans in Congress trying to get that date moved up. The World Health Organization said this week that the pandemic is at a transition point. I'm John Schaefer.
The city of Detroit has $100 million in scholarships to be given out to people who want to learn new skills. Mayor Mike Duggan said last night the Learn to Earn scholarship program will pay people $10 an hour for as many as 20 hours a week to get their high school diploma, learn to read, and more.
Anybody who feels like you've been left behind. Tonight is the night we're going to talk about scholarships for you.
The Detroit Scholarship Fairs will be held February 2nd, 9th, 16th, and 22nd.
You can start this month and make $200 a week learning to read.
This is USA News.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Charges against R&B singer R. Kelly are now being dropped.
The disgraced R&B star and convicted sex trafficker already faces the potential of a life in prison on earlier convictions. And so, the state's attorney in Cook County, Illinois, says she's decided to drop four more cases against R. Kelly. The announcement came from prosecutor Kim Fox in Chicago Monday. Back in 2021, Kelly was convicted on racketeering and sex trafficking charges and was sentenced to 30 years in prison. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Two emperor tamarin monkeys were stolen from their habitat at the Dallas Zoo, the latest in a string of animal thefts at the zoo this month. An animal care team discovered that two monkeys were missing on Monday morning and alerted police. Trouble at the zoo began on January 13th when a clouded leopard named Nova escaped from an opening intentionally cut into her habitat. Nova was eventually found uninjured after a lengthy search. Former President Trump on Monday filed a lawsuit against journalist Bob Woodward for $49 million. Trump said that recordings of interviews the pair did were released without his permission. Woodward and lawsuit co-defendant publisher Simon & Schuster called Trump's suit without merit and vowed to aggressively defend against it. Hockey Chicago Blackhawks confirmed 84-year-old Bobby Hull has died. Hull is the Blackhawks' all-time leading goal-getter with 604. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Christina Bob is going to be joining us in just a moment. But first of all, a little bit of her background that Steve Bannon noted in the intro of her new book. First of all, she's a Marine Corps major, in fact. It's not something, I'm quoting him now, on the margins of her personhood. This fact that she is part of the finest combat fighting force in the American military and arguably the world is central to who she is and how she comports herself. This is the story of how a commander-in-chief was thwarted, a coup was carried out, and an illegitimate president was installed. It's not a novel or some other work of fiction. It is a first-person eyewitness account of a woman who saw her duty clearly, logically, and uncompromisingly to stop the steal, and in doing so, save the republic that she took an oath to defend as an officer in the United States Marine Corps. Christina, from one Marine to another, Semper Fi, it is an honor to have you with us to tell your story that you write in your book, Stealing Your Vote, the inside story of the 2020 election and what it means for 2024. And I'd say not only 2024, but beyond.
Thank you so much for having me. And Semper Fi, it's an honor to be on your show today.
Well, this book is something that had to be written because clearly what you point out here is there was an infrastructure. There was a design plan well in place of this election that the Democrats, with the acquiescence of Republicans, I don't know if they just couldn't believe it or they just went along with the deep state or whatever it was, but allowed this steal to occur.
You're exactly right. The way I like to summarize the book is that Democrats cheated and Republicans covered it up. And the cover-up for me was more shocking than the theft, because I could not understand why would Republicans cover it up so they end up losing. I mean, there's only two spots. You either win or lose, you know, between Democrats and Republicans were cheating to lose. Mm-hmm. To me, it was completely eye-opening, and I think it's just that the Republican Party has, and by party, I mean all of the elected officials, Republican mm-hmm. elected officials, have become the party of getting along, going along just to get along, keep the
exactly.
status quo, let mm-hmm. us do, you know, we don't want to rock the boat, we don't want to do anything hard, and we certainly don't want to push back against anybody who's going to call us a racist or, you know, say negative things about us in the press, so we're not going to do anything. And in fact, we're actually going to fight people who are trying to do the right thing.
Right.
It was kind of astonishing to me, actually.
Well, there's something in the DNA of the Republican Party that is shocking and brings us to that conclusion, Christina, because I've felt this way for a long time. It's as if the Republicans in and of themselves feel they're not worthy or they just shouldn't
win. Oh, I think
that's
a good way to do it.
Is that
yeah,
fair?
Yeah, or like, yeah, no, I think that's really fair. They're like the little kids that have been bullied, and so they're like, okay, well, maybe if I just serve the bully, I can keep my seat.
Right, right.
And, you know, I'll stop getting swirlies and wedgies all day.
Yeah,
and it's
exactly.
like, come on, we don't have time for that. We actually have to stand up and fight for our freedom.
Well, in the book, you do something that's been needed to be done for a long time, and that is just the facts. Give us the facts. Tell us what went on. This narrative has been used to cover up and to promote this big lie and the big steal that took place. And heretofore, you know, we've been told time and again, but we've been shouting to conservatives from the rooftops here, is that you cannot stay quiet. You have got to respond to us. So you have done the research. You've done all the hard work. And this is why I recommend that every conservative get their hands on the book and realize that there is a proper response to this narrative that continues to be perpetuated out there. I mean, like, let's go back. I mean, the people have been lied to, since I was a kid over the JFK assassination. I don't care. I mean, right. The logic just does not take me to a one man being able to interfere, get in the middle, and take over supposedly the infrastructure of Secret Service, FBI, CIA, right, and assassinate a president with a $29 rifle. Give me a break.
Right. Right. I mean, there's a lot of questions. There's certainly a lot of questions. And to me, just on that topic, the fact that they still won't declassify the documents, even though they don't affect, in theory, they don't affect any living person today, anybody who was actually involved. But what they're protecting is the institution.
I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're protecting exactly. the structure that they've created to be able to take out a president if they mm-hmm. have to be able to change our federal government to their liking, to do their bidding. And so they want to protect their structure. It's not about any one person.
Exactly. Well, Christina, you are, among many things, also a personal attorney. You serve as an attorney for President Donald J. Trump. And Donald Trump, well, based on the law, he was to release, this was an agreement already in motion, he was to declassify and release all the information regarding the JFK assassination. He
right.
released half, and he stopped suddenly. Now, my gut told me that he must have been threatened, because Donald Trump is such an individual, not beholden to any one person, as we know, but something stopped him from giving the full release.
No, it wasn't him. He released, there were many different things of classified documents that he declassified, that he says it's all declassified, go ahead and release it.
Mm-hmm.
And those leaders didn't do it. It wasn't him. It was like he himself doesn't have the documents, right? It's not like
yes.
he can just post them to his Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
He needs the people working in those agencies to actually release the information, and they just flat out refused to do it.
So he's authorized the release. They're the ones that stopped it, because I believe about 50% of the remaining documents, was what I read, had been released. But so they're the ones that are stopping it, not him. That makes me feel better. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, no, it wasn't him. And I want to be clear on the top. I mean, it's been a little while since I've had anything to do with this. So I know it wasn't necessarily just the JFK. Like, everything that he had ordered to be declassified, he ordered it to be declassified fully. And I think even, this may have been before he was off Twitter, mm-hmm. he came out and said, I've ordered it all to be declassified. And when there have been times where I've asked him, and I'm sorry, topic, I don't necessarily remember which topic I was asking him about, but I said, sir, why haven't you declassified this? He goes, I did declassify it. They didn't put it out. Like, what do you mm-hmm. want me to do? I don't have the documents,
Right. Yeah.
So it's not him. Mm-hmm. It's the people, the people controlling the levers.
Yeah, they're probably in Biden's garage. Just sidebar. I'm just kidding.
Probably, yeah.
But that aside, Christina, let's get back in regarding stealing your vote. You mm-hmm. you knew day one, as you are there, you are with an OAN reporter there at D.C., at the White House, and you're watching the numbers. And you think initially, hey, this is going, this is going okay. I mean, all things
yeah.
considered, I mean, the response to Donald Trump,
great,
the
right?
campaigns,
yeah.
everything, this is looking pretty solid. And then something happens. What went on?
Yeah, well, I think I can say I had probably the same reaction that most conservatives had. Like, oh, easy victory. Donald Trump's going to sail into a second term. And then Fox News calls Arizona for Joe Biden. Right after they had just called Florida. And it's like, hang on a second. You took forever to call Florida.
Right.
And then you skip the entire country and go and call for Arizona. And it's not that I think the call for Arizona actually impacted anything. I'm not sure that it did. Other than I think it outed that there was an attempt to change the narrative. That's what it sparked for me, was, wait, this isn't right. They shouldn't be calling this right now. There's no reason for them to be calling Arizona right now. And that was the first time I questioned, are they going to try to cheat? Are they going to try to make us believe it's something other than an easy victory for Donald Trump? And then, of course, as the nights went on, and they said, oh, we've got to stop counting. You know, this, I'm watching it the same way everybody else is.
So exactly. Christina, we got to go to quick break. More from Christina Bob after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
We're back Equity America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. We're talking with the author of Stealing Your Vote, The Inside Story of the 2020 Election and What It Means for 2024. Christina Bob is with us, former Marine and personal attorney to Donald J. Trump. Okay, so all of a sudden things start unfolding. Arizona, at that time, were we a two-hour or three-hour time difference between Florida and Arizona? I'm trying to remember if
It would have been a two-hour time difference, I think.
At least a two-hour time difference. Yes. And so here it is, wait forever for Florida, and now suddenly Arizona, and you're going, wait a minute. Yeah, boom, they call it. So go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like 10, 15 minutes later, they call Arizona, and you're thinking, there's no way. They stopped the counting, and what should have been an easy result on election night, you know, suddenly so many states that Donald Trump was leading couldn't finish, and we just got blown away. I mean, I was just blown away by the audacity. I thought it was so obvious. I thought it was so obvious that they were cheating. What do you mean you need three more days? After Republicans have all voted and you know we're not going to keep going to the polls, you're going to go find more ballots. And it took them 3 days to do it. So just as a reporter, I just wouldn't give up the story. I just kept going and digging into it. And then, you know, the Arizona audit happened a few months later. And so I went out there. I spent months on the ground in Arizona talking to everybody out there. And then I went to Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania. And I just spoke with elected officials and volunteers and poll workers and city clerks and anybody and everybody that would speak with me. And I spoke with hundreds of people. And I just put together the story, the narrative story of their collective experiences. And there were also so many great grassroots efforts by folks of what they were doing in their areas. And so I wanted to highlight the work they were doing. But at the end of the day, I mean, Republicans are responsible for this cover-up. And I detail exactly what happened in the Wisconsin legislature and the Pennsylvania legislature and the Arizona legislature to cover up what was actually taking place. And it was all done by Republicans.
So just the facts, what did you find? What did you find in these different legislators that they were doing that was all, I mean, this had to be designed. I mean, Nancy Pelosi announced in October that Joe Biden would win. There was no indication whatsoever that Joe Biden even had a chance to win. Why would she, with such confidence, make that declaration?
Well, because they knew they were going to cheat. I mean, that's the obvious conclusion. And that's also why he wouldn't have had to campaign as much. He didn't really campaign much at all, because they were just planning on cheating. For example, there are good patriots in all of these state legislatures. There's not a lot of them. Hopefully there's more now. But there were good patriots that wanted to investigate and wanted to say, hey, we think there's a problem. At the very least, even if there wasn't a problem, let's give some transparency to our constituents so that they can rest easy and know, you know, that it's secure. And those Republicans that were actually willing to take a closer look and try to get some answers about what happened, they were completely steamrolled by, you know, I don't even want to call them rhinos. They're worse than rhinos. They were Democrats sitting in a Republican seat is what they were. And they hijacked and obstructed and lied and misled people to prevent these really good patriots from actually completing the work that they were trying to do.
Yeah, the thing amazes me is that you had over 1,000 sworn affidavits of eyewitness evidence of what happened and what was being brought into question, and that was all set aside, Christina.
Yeah, people didn't want to pay attention to it, and you know, I don't know what happened there, other than I can say just from the research that I was doing and the people I was speaking to, I just think that the Republican Party has become the party of cowards. They've just for the last 40 years, this wasn't magically done overnight within the Republican Party. Democrats knew they could get away with it because they've been bullying Republicans for decades, and they've just been taking it. So I think Democrats knew they could get away with it because they knew that the Republicans had become weak enough and had lost their integrity to the point that they wouldn't push back.
Right. Well, and what about the Supreme Court? It seemed like Judge Alito wanted to chime in, but he was quieted. What happened?
Well, I don't know what happened behind closed doors, but I think it was exactly what you think. The Supreme Court got scared and didn't want to get involved. I mean, I don't know how they could throw out Texas v. Pennsylvania on standing. This is beyond me. because there's literally no other court for them to go to other than the Supreme Court. So standing is a complete cop out on that topic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've seen this through the entire judiciary. I mean, from every court that's taken this, they don't want to be the sole decision maker. You know, they don't want to be the responsible one for setting things right. So none of them are willing to do it, which is costing our nation very, very dearly.
Well, here it is. You got 50% of the constituency still saying something fishy went on. We're not down to the bottom of this. We've had a ridiculous January 6th, hearing that was one side. It was just a hot mess. And again, to push this narrative, I think that sometimes what happens, you can push a narrative to the point of obsolescence, and maybe we're getting there we might be able to get down to the truth, if that's possible.
Yeah, no, I think we can. And there's a lot of really good grassroots efforts all over the country. I was just talking to someone out of California, actually, where they just got some major reforms done in Shasta County, California, which is, who would have thought that California would be leading efforts,
mm-hmm.
But it is completely possible, and it's going to take all of us getting involved in pressuring our leader to do the right thing, to be honest, and to be honest reform.
Right. Well, Christina, as written in the book, you know, the Make America Great movement, Make America Great Again movement is about making America free. Freedom is our greatest weapon. The secret sauce is written that elevates us among the nations. Yet an elitist cabal of globalists aim to siphon our freedoms to centralize it among a few. And to me, being a man of faith, freedom comes from God. It doesn't come from any institution. And this is what's happened, and why we the people are vulnerable is because we have turned our back, I believe, on God, and we're paying the price for this.
Yeah, I think a lot of people across the country would agree with you, and I think we are turning again. And it's not just turning back and recognizing where we've strayed, but actually taking the action to correct it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Not just going, oh, wow, we strayed, you know, we lost our godly principles or our morals, but then do the work to clean it up. You know, get involved and talk to your leaders and make these changes.
Well, exactly. And what will be the force behind this, in much the same way, I think we got a little bit of idea in having Donald Trump as our president, is Donald Trump emboldened people. He helped them find their spine, including some elected officials. And I understand for some people, when they're used to the status quo, that this was quite revolutionary. This shook up the status quo of the Beltway and the deep state. The deep state that Jerry Nadler himself said didn't exist, right?
Right, of course. Just like he also said Antifa doesn't exist. I mean, you can't trust anything they say, but that's right. You got to get involved and get to work.
Yeah, but, you know, who did the $4 billion worth of damage during the Summer of Love?
Right. It was all imaginary. It never happened. It didn't occur.
No,
according to Nadler.
Right. And meanwhile, these small cities are devastated. I mean, in some cases, these riots that happened, you know, 10 years ago, the cities haven't recovered. And I doubt that many of those that were affected, you know, 2 years ago in the Summer of Love, if they will recover anytime soon, because all these big retailers took their companies out of there, their stockholders said, hey, we're not going to risk this anymore. And where's the problem? The problem are with these blue state controlled entities. Even we're seeing even crime, what's going on. You know, the thing that's consistent, it is blue state leadership.
Yeah. No, I think you're exactly right. And I think every citizen needs to get involved to clean up their local area. I mean, if you're in a blue state, I was about to say, if you're in a blue state, it might be harder, but I'm not sure if that's true based on my experience with the Republicans. So we all just have to get involved, pull our weight, volunteer to be poll workers, go work at your county, work with grassroots efforts that are doing investigative work, and then go petition your leaders and say, look, we see what you're doing. We see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Either step down or make a change and force the issue.
This is what we the people looks like. Christina Bob, Stealing Your Vote, the inside story of the 2020 election, what it means for 2024. It'll be linked on our website, available at all the usual places. Semper Fi, Christina. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Hoorah, thank you.
This is sponsored by IBM. The 65th annual Grammy Awards red carpet will see the return of one very special guest, IBM Watson's artificial intelligence, delivering a data-driven fan experience during the show. Grammy Insights with Watson draws from over 20 million sources to share info about hundreds of Grammy nominees and winners live on screen as they walk the red carpet. Christy Kolsky, IBM Program Director.
Music's biggest night is loaded with exciting artists and creators. Grammy Insights with IBM Watson elevates the fan experience by sharing their inspiring stories on screen as they walk the red carpet, as well as on the artist pages on Grammy.com. This year, IBM is also helping the Recording Academy with design, implementation, and management of its member experience on Salesforce, developing world-class personalized journeys for more than 22,000 music professionals around the world.
Visit live.grammy.com during the 65th Annual Grammy Awards Red Carpet Livestream on Sunday, February 5th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time to see Grammy Insights with Watson.
USA News Update. Ukrainian President Zelensky called for the West to speed up its deliveries of weapons to Kyiv as Ukrainian forces battle to keep Russian troops from advancing. The Biden administration is considering cutting off Chinese telecommunications giant Huawei Technologies from U.S. suppliers over national security concerns by tightening export controls targeting the firm. Now, should the administration move forward, it would mark the latest clash between the world's two largest economies. Washington policymakers are seeking to counter Chinese industrial policy they say threatens Western interests. The city of Detroit has $100 million in scholarships to be given out to people who want to learn new skills. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan.
You can start this month and make $200 a week learning to read.
Scholarship fairs will be held four times in the month of February. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Just having a good time, as much as they'll let me have on Tuesday. And we've got Jeff Kemp, author of The Blitz. You know, the blitzes are all about, and they keep coming at us nonstop, and they seem to be intensifying. But let's bring Jeff Kemp on right now. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Bill. It's good to be with you.
Hey, Happy New Year to you. We haven't had a chance to talk, have we, this side of the new year and all? But anyway, I've missed you, and it's good to be connecting here. Well, let's talk a little bit of football here, if we can, for just a second.
Okay.
Super Bowl's all set. What's your inkling here?
You know what? Football's pretty stinking unpredictable, isn't it?
exactly.
Brock Purdy. I played for the Niners. So it was my favorite team to play for because of the coaching, Bill Walsh and Mike Holmgren. But Brock Purdy, a rookie, a solid character kid, incredible moxie. The team rallies around him, senses confidence. He's not trying to do too much, but he can do plenty, and he helps the whole team. I think, and my wife and I are rooting for him, this is going to be a great story. He's going to play great. He gets injured. He tore his ligament in his elbow, and obviously that just kind of tanked the Niners' effort. That was a rough deal. Now the Eagles are great. I played for them as well, and they're going to be a challenge. But the next thing that's fascinating, here I was rooting for Brock Purdy, and he didn't even get to play hardly after getting injured. But Patrick Mahomes is playing injured with a high ankle sprain, and you could tell he was hurting all week. He was hurting pregame. He was hurting in the beginning and the middle and the end of the game. But the dude gutted it out, overcame his injury blitz, and the other players rallied around that.
Yeah.
The Chiefs played so hard, and I think they responded to the kind of courage and sacrifice and dedication of Patrick Mahomes. Yes, he played great, but he just gutted it out, which kind of raised the level of everyone else. And there's a message in that for us men,
right,
and women. But men particularly, you and I have been speaking to, we need to step up to our role as a sacrificial, courageous servant leader in our marriage, as a dad, as a grandpa, as a mentor. And sometimes we got to play hurt, you know? Mm-hmm. We got some wounds from our childhood. We've been knocked down a few times. Our wife just complained and said this to us or that to us, and we went label it nagging. Are we going to sit there and whine about it and shut down? Are we going to step up and love her even better, which will probably get to the root of why she's disappointed?
Exactly.
You know, are we going to double down and take our young daughter on a date and treat her right so some boys who won't treat her right won't be as attractive to her? You know, are we going to spend some time with our son listening to him and his interests and affirming him and not just complaining about grades or, you know, loud music in the room or a messy room? Are we going to step up and discipline our child before they go all the way off the rails because we love them? So, man, courage lifts the whole team. And we saw some of it in the NFL this weekend.
Exactly. And, Jeff, you know, I find, and this is something that God has shown me in the last year, you and I have brought this out time and again, is that we need to know when to go to first principles. And by first principles, I mean, what is the vision? What's the vision that God gave you from the beginning that he constantly, if you're listening, will remind you of that vision? And when we find ourselves whining and we find ourselves hurt, we, you know, like Patrick Mahomes, you know, he had that moment, that appointed time where he decided, okay, well, come on, feet, carry me now. Let's get running, you know, because the first principles for him and the team was to win the game. And he had to get them in a position to do that. And that's what mattered most. And sometimes we are, like you said, we're going to play injured. We're going to play wounded. But lest we forget, what are the first principles here? And as you said, for men, because in God's order of things, God has given a specific mission for us men to be the protectors, to come alongside our wives, to come alongside our kids. Because right now, the fact of the matter is, you know, metaphorically, there's lots of bullets flying around. And men are taking in a lot of incoming from the culture, especially if you're a man of faith these days, right? So we're going to play injured. The blitzes are coming, as you've written about so eloquently, and you remind us of that, Jeff. And that's a time when we need to remember, okay, what is the most important thing we can do right now? And that's what you just said, right?
Yeah, well, blitzes, you know, our opportunity if we see the big picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
The big picture is that the world is fallen and broken. It's not in the condition God intended or wanted it to be, but humanity rebelled, and we said, oh, we want to do it our way, eat from, you know, that extra tree. And we have, you know, a lot of problems because of it, but someday God will fix it all, and he's already begun that, and he took a blitz in the person of Jesus Christ, the ultimate blitz, to sacrifice for our punishment so we could be healed. So we men need to see the challenges of life as opportunities to say, you know what, God's bigger than this. I need to turn to God. If I don't have the strength to gut it out, I'm going to turn to him for the strength to gut it out, and I'm going to ask him to be in charge of the results. You know,
exactly.
All we can do is be faithful, do what is right in a humble and courageous way, and leave the results to him, which means don't be controlling,
right.
Don't be manipulative, don't be complaining, don't sit there in front of your favorite news network and just complain about all the bad stuff going on in politics and the country. A man is meant to be strong for others, which means be a solution.
That's right. Go
so
be the change.
Solution for, yeah. To be a solution. solution for your for your wife. Be a solution for your son or daughter. Be a solution for your own idiosyncrasies, addictions, obsessions. Are you drinking too much? Are you turning to some other substance for stress relief instead of to the Lord? Maybe a little bit of exercise and getting outside. You know, are you taking your frustration at work out on your wife and kids when you come home? Hey, take your frustration to God, talk to him about it, and say, God, how do you want me to be a positive light at this workplace? I don't care how negative it is. I'm gonna be a positive light. So
exactly.
Men are meant to be solution bringers. We're meant to be strong, but not flexing our muscles to impress. Actually be strong for others, mm-hmm. for their sake. You know, lift others up. And there's plenty of opportunities every day because people are getting knocked down and people are discouraged and weary, and we'll see it in our own families. And we have more to do with that than anyone else. But you and I aren't telling men, hey, step up, buck up, be a better man. You got to do this. Of course, you can be a better man, and you do need to step up. But the power to do it comes from God Almighty, our Father. Yeah. The one who did it is Jesus, and he gives you credit for his having done it if you believe in him. The presence inside of you is the Holy Spirit. When you get humble, say, God, I can't do it. I need you. Speak to me. Guide me. Lead me. Give me some strength. Man, that Holy Spirit will take over. We need to be men that are humble and aware of our weakness so God can be strong in us, and then we can step up and serve and lead and guide and love our families and those who need us.
Exactly. And Jeff, what you're saying to the men that are listening is nothing new. I mean, we're probably more harder on ourselves and self-critical on ourselves anyway. So the words that Jeff is sharing with us, hopefully you're receiving them as an encouragement. I mean, we're all in this. We're all dealing the same way. The fact of the matter is we need you to be strong. We do, because we're interconnected, shoulder to shoulder and back to back. We're all men here, right? Exactly. And this is, we need your difference, your unique difference that God has gifted you with. Right, Jeff? We got about 30 seconds left. I'm going to let you bring us home. Go ahead.
Quarterbacks can't win by themselves, and men can't win by themselves. We need a team. And God is our ultimate, you know, teammate and source, and brothers need one another. So trust in Jesus, follow his example, and let's support each other as good men who love others.
Amen. The website they can go to be in touch with you, Jeff?
Go to menhuddle.com and get some help. Menhuddle.com.
He is the author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL QB, the one and only Jeff Kemp. Thank you, Jeff. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save. The Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported the show have been compelled to not advertise. Here's author, pastor, and teacher Phil Hotzenpiller on what we can do.
I think we keep swinging the bat. We keep shouting the message out. We keep supporting Bill Martinez Live, who's bringing truth every day. Pray to Almighty God for healing of a nation.
Your one-time tax-deductible gift of just $100 underwrites a half hour of the Bill Martinez Show. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of the Bill Martinez Show would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. Would you make your best tax deductible gift right now? BillMartinezShow.com.
and click the donate button. And thank you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Not sure how it's like where you're at right now, but here in Southern California, I'm telling you, the weather is frightful. For some reason, it's December, deja vu one more time again. It is very, very cold here. I have got so many layers of clothes on, it's just not enough to stay warm. It's crazy. Hey, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. By the way, you've been hearing these promotional spots about, supporting the show. And I want to thank you, for helping us out here. I mean, for 15 years, going on 15 years now, we've been doing the show, and we've been able to have the show supported by our advertisers. But as the promo states, like anything that's conservative, especially anything that talks about issues of faith, comes under attack. And, I'm not all that concerned about it. I just felt like God said, open it up. Open it up and let the people support. Let the people support what's being said here, because this is a rare opportunity. One of the rare shows. I mean, if you go up and down the dial and you check it out, who else is pursuing the truth? Who's talking to you about these things that you need to hear about? Whether it's, Christina Bob, I mean, a former Marine Corps major and attorney to Donald Trump. I know we hear Donald Trump, some people, oh my gosh, I don't want to hear that name, because they've been told, everybody's been told to cringe because Donald Trump. And it's like, wait a minute, that op-ed I wrote over a year ago, I said, who told you to hate Donald Trump? I mean, you look at his policies. I bet you wish you had Donald Trump right now. You wouldn't be paying $4, $5 a gallon gas, and our shelves would be filled, and Putin would be, calmed down, and, missiles wouldn't be flying out of North Korea, and we'd already been enjoying some Middle East peace. But now, for some reason, people want us to believe that the majority of Americans didn't want that. They didn't want energy independence. Well, it didn't make sense. But anyway, we're going to continue because we believe, and I believe that this is what God has called me to do. And, and he's been providing. He really has. And the fact that you have an opportunity to partner with us and partner with God in this deal is such a blessing. And again, I'm so blessed at the response and your participation in wanting to pursue the truth, and to pursue it with a biblical worldview in mind at a time when having a biblical worldview is becoming rare. It's not all that common. You know, and as I was sharing with Christina, Bob, you know, we talked about freedom. And she was saying in the context that freedom, you know, is something that government does. And it, really, I mean, you think about it, it doesn't come from God. It comes from God himself. I mean, God blessed our nation with freedom. We've enjoyed the benefits of it as long as we decided that we were going to follow God. We haven't been following God, so now we're losing our freedoms. But people are not quite making that connection. And that's the flat-out truth. So, anyway, again, thanks for the donations. When you go to Bill Martinez's show, you'll see a donate button. All donations are tax-deductible, okay? I know there's been some misspeak on it saying tax-free. It's tax-deductible, which is a good thing for you and a good thing for us, too. So it rewards you for, you know, participating and helping us out. And you'll see when you go to the site, it'll show that it'll show our partner and the organization that's giving us cover, and that's Hill for Hope. They are the 501(c) organization that we fall under that umbrella, and that's what allows us and allows you to make a donation as a tax-free and as a tax-deductible donation, okay? But thanks again for your support. I appreciate it. I cannot thank you enough. It is time for the Good News Grill. Yes, Samantha Mao is with us. Baby Paxton is doing well, growing by leaps and bounds. I just can't believe, Sam, you just brought him home, what, 6 weeks ago? And he's almost driving the family car. Just kidding. Are you there? Did we lose her? Well, let's see. Well, I don't know. Maybe she stepped away. Figure, well, Bill's yapping here about the donation, and maybe Baby Paxton required something. He's right. Wait, come on, get Mom on the air here. Let's see if we can reconnect here. This first story that she has to talk about is very interesting, and I'm eager to hear how she expresses this. This is a missing diver that was rescued by the family after being swept away by a current. I don't know if you've ever been swept away by a current. I was swept away by a current once when I was in Hawaii, and by the grace of God, a surfboarder came out and saved me. I didn't even realize how much trouble I was in. So, Sam, let's talk about this missing diver. What happened?
22 years old, Dylan Gartenmayer. He went missing several hours. He went diving, which I always get so nervous about people diving because I've heard like different scary stories. Mm-hmm. And he got swept away by the Gulf Stream current down there. And it was around 5:45 on January 19th. Wow. And his family received a phone call. And of course, you know, anytime you hear anything like that your loved one's missing at mm-hmm. sea, you just assume the worst.
5:45 p.m., right? So it's starting to get
that's
dark.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
That's
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Down in Florida, it already, especially that time of year, be almost dark. Mm-hmm. So his mom, Priscilla, and her boyfriend actually ran and got their grandparents' boat and set sail, you know, to go looking for him. And before they even come to a complete stop, he was spotted. And
oh my gosh.
Joel, who's her boyfriend, spotted Dylan. And he was near a channel marker that marked the reef. And they have a video of them pulling him in, and I can't imagine the relief.
Talk about a needle in a haystack, Sam. This is one of the frightful things, like, you know, cruises, you know, that carry people and they go cruising. That's one of the biggest threats is somebody overboard, because recovery of somebody overboard. I mean, by the time you're able to slow the ship down, turn it around, do all that kind of stuff, I mean, it becomes a needle in a haystack situation. I mean, this had to be something miraculous that brought them to him like that, that they were able to save him after he'd been out there for so many hours. This is what an incredible story. Wow.
I know. And, you know, to see the video is just like you can just kind of feel the emotion that everybody's feeling. I can't imagine what he was thinking either. You know, he had to think that. You know, he's sitting there surviving, and you wonder how many people survive for a long time and are never found. And, you know, it's just, wow, that must have been a God thing to lead them right to him like that.
Oh, without a doubt.
Like you said, that's a needle in a haystack, especially at night.
Exactly. And the thing is that, and I can tell you from my experience, you don't even realize the trouble that you're in. You know, you're just so much thinking about, okay, I'm thinking about surviving. I'm thinking about staying calm here. And you don't realize, you know, another bad second or something or a wave. anything could really knock you further off course, and the current, especially the current, can be so deceptive. This next story is about someone who lost their legs jumping in front of a snowplow to save their daughters. What happened?
That's right. So Dave Milne, he's a veteran down in Australia, and he was recently at a ski trip in California with his wife and two little girls, and a snowplow starts coming towards them. And so his daughters are just 3 and 1 years old. And, of course, he did what, you know, a good dad's instinct is to do, and he threw himself on top of them and was, like, the snowplow missed the younger one but still hurt him and the oldest little girl. And he ends up losing two of his legs, you know, his legs. He broke both of his femurs. He broke his hip. He broke 3 ribs. But he's recovering, and his daughter is also expected to make a full recovery, and it's thanks to his quick thinking. I can't imagine how that snowplow ended up going towards them like that or what was going on.
Right.
But that must have been terrifying. And, you know, obviously his veteran instincts must have kicked in. His veteran and his dad instincts kicked in, and you know, you wouldn't think that this just happened not too long ago. You know, it just happened not even 2 months ago. This was on December 15th, you know, last year. And you see pictures of him going viral. You know, he's got his legs amputated, but he's sitting there smiling, and they said he still has a good sense of humor. And that could have just been a much different story if it wasn't for this dad.
Yeah, well, the things we do for family. You see, and this is what Jeff Kemp and I were talking about. It's dad's natural instinct. Mom, the same way. I mean, they're going to protect our kids at all costs. And so losing your legs, a minor inconvenience and a minor investment in order to save your kids. You know, we just had Jeremy Renner, as you know, talking about snowplow accidents and what happened to him. I mean, run over by a snowcat, right? Yeah.
Oh, crazy. My gosh. You know, when you see the size of the machine that ran him over, it's shocking that he's even alive and able to talk. And hopefully he makes a full recovery, too. I can't believe it.
Well, we continue to pray for him as we do this other gentleman who lost both legs. You've got a woman who lived in a shelter as a child. She now returns. She's paying it back, huh, to help families in the same situation.
That's right. So 25 years ago, Jaleesa Williams, she was living in York Street, Project Street, Joseph's home in New Jersey. And this was with her mom and siblings. And she was talking about this. She remembered how the staff treated her. And, you know, this homeless shelter was an important place for her. You know, it seems like it must have defined her whole life in a lot of ways because the staff was good to her and her siblings. You know, they made sure like Christmas and Easter were special. And so now, you know, that was just when she was 3 years old. Now, 25 years later, she's gone and she's working at the same shelter, paying it forward. And hopefully she, you know, makes a few more Jaleesas in there and, you know, they go on and pay it forward. I can't imagine the ripple effect. This must be one great shelter.
Yeah, it must be. I mean, it's amazing what kind, how infectious kindness is. 30 seconds left here, Sam. You got 28 people form a human chain to rescue a dolphin from a creek. What happened here?
That's right. So this is down in Clearwater Aquarium. A team monitored a dolphin for about 18 days that didn't leave the creek. And it posed potential long-term problems for the animals. So 28 people got together, formed a human chain to create a visual sound barrier to under the bridge and back to safety towards Tampa Bay. So that's pretty cool.
That is great. Now you know why she's the good news girl. Check it out at Sam's Corner.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.